Hi, my name is Uma.
I'm Emily.
And I am Elliot. And we interviewed Ahede Sekonda, an immigrant from Kenya, on May 9th, 2011.
My name is Ahede Sekonda. I was born in Somalia, and it was 1987. I grew up in Kenya, so Somalia I just born because I came when I was young in Kenya, and it's called Dadaab. It's for a refugee camp, so it just was a small town. My family, we are 6 girls and 1 boy. Yeah, 3 girls and 1 boy. They was born in Kenya. So the other girls is a small, she was born in the USA. We eat rice, pasta, cornmeal, and the meat's gonna be like goat and chicken because we are Muslim, we're not allowed to eat porks. During Ramadan, we fast for 1 month. And Ramadan is a Muslim religion. No eating during the day. We eat at the sunset time, like around 8 o'clock, when like the sun, you can't see it, but when the sun is on, you can eat. And then like morning, you have to eat because in the daytime, you can't have any food or drink. Yeah, we celebrate. Everybody come together and like you buy new clothes, you decorate your house. We go to the mosque and pray Eid and give some gift a friend and everybody say happy Eid. That's the end of Ramadan. It's a big celebration. Muslims have to cover their whole body except their face. This one is called hijab and this one called abayad. Like the top to bottom, you have to be covered the whole thing. It didn't take us too long, so then we get a process to get here. Yeah, so we was moving. It'd be a little bit sad because like we didn't move all together. Some of them was over there, so few family will go and the next they're gonna wait couple months like that. A lot of people, a friend, some neighbors, for example my grandma, my aunt, my uncles, my cousins, all over there now. Like the process is just for the like helping peoples like who have a war, so like they trying to save people's life to get here because of the war. There's some people came from here, they came to Kenya, then like you go there with your family and they push you on the list. That's how it starts. Then at the end they found out where these people they gonna take it. Before we didn't get to America, they take us another place called Kakuma. Yeah, but it wasn't a good place because it looks like a desert over there. It's too hot over there to live. No trees, no nothing. It's just some houses they build with a like the mud stuff. They just give you like a 1-bedroom a house and it's not enough with your family, you know. But over there in Kenya, we used to build ourselves. That's the difference. Kakuma is not a good place to live. In Kakuma, there's some people who used to live there for a long time and they pretend like it's their countries. Those peoples, they speak a Swahili language, but they have a different language they call Turkana. For example, in the Dadaab, you can go to the bushes, get some wood if you want to build a house. So, but in Kakuma, you can't go to the bushes. They're not allowed to touch the trees or the sand even, because they say it's our country. If you need all those stuff, you have to pay in Kakuma. That's how it's hard. There is enough water, but there's too many people, so it's too hard even to get the water, because there's a big line to wait. You have to wait. That's how it is. My wedding, it was good. I got married when I was 18. In here, it's a little bit different. In Africa, we get married when we were 15. The ceremony was good. There's a lot of people came from different countries. So even myself, I don't know some of them, but they just came because it was a good day. And also it was on the New Year's and we make it like dancing. People eat food. I wear the clothes I was wearing and the scarf. The color was orange and red. We're not allowed like to pick a man or to have a boyfriend in Muslim. It's not good. Because I met him in Kakuma. But they used to live there for a long time. So we all knew that's why we couldn't stay there. So we was like different towns. So, but I met him in Kakuma. But I didn't know he's gonna marry me. The English was different, Kenya and here. I couldn't believe that I will speak English, so you know what I mean? Yeah, because that English over there, it wasn't like same with this one. For example, if you speak Kenya English and Swahili, I mean American English, not the same. You can't understand what I'm talking. Maybe also it's a surprise thing of the cars. Over here, they got too many cars. So over there, we didn't have too many cars like here. They have it, but not much. That's the only thing I can say surprised me. I came here for education. Right now, I'm in college, CCAC. In the future, I want to be a nurse because I want to help with work with the doctors and help the patients. I like the education. I like to do something a lot, like reading and writing and speaking. Those are my favorite. Myself, I like everybody to be a friend. I don't like to say like, I don't like that person, maybe it's not good. Whoever I see is my friend. I interest a lot of people, so.